Well, really, I suppose I would say, why not? Because for me, Vincent de Paul is a man of great stature in the church. He reached out and inspired many hundreds of thousands of people since his birth to continue to work with people who are on the margins, who are disadvantaged and in need of help.
And what was his philosophy?
When I think of the letter of St. James, that quotation, faith without good works is dead, that very much for me sums up what St. Vincent de Paul was about. He was born in 1589 and decided as a young man to become a priest. He belonged to a peasant family in the Gascon area of France, and had all of the wisdom and the shrewd practical thinking of peasant people in any country. Initially, he thought that by becoming a priest, it would increase his wealth and the wealth of his family. But his first encounters with truly poor people in Paris called him to a very, very selfless and innovative life.
And did he not find that the church at the time was helping the poor?
The church in France at the time, I think it's recognised by many people that it was in need of reform, and in fact the church in Europe. And he made a great contribution to that reform through parish retreats and parish missions, as they were called in those days. But more than anything, when he went out to work in the parishes, he saw the plight of the poor. And the first group of people he called together were a group of wealthy women, because he saw the value in calling wealthy people to help people who are less well off. So the first group that Vincent de Paul founded was the Confraternity of the Ladies of Charity. And these were wealthy women who wanted to do good. But in many, many cases, they did good by asking their servants to take the food and the clothing to the poor. This was not what Vincent wanted.
He wanted more face to face.
Absolutely. Yeah. He wanted their faith to do good works. He wanted them to encounter people who are poor and to be changed by them. So he continued that fraternity, and it's still known in the world, in many parts of Europe and in the States, as the Ladies of Charity. So in the meantime, Vincent decided, I better get some others to do a bit more of the hands-on. So he founded the Daughters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul, with the primary objective of being servants of the poor.
And that's your...
And in fact, our fourth vow, yes, is the vow of service of the poor.
Yeah, and that continues today, I presume.
That continues to this day, and it continues to be a distinctive mark in the way we live our lives. So we are, regardless of what we are doing, we are always challenged to be in relationship with people we know who are poor around us. And that applies regardless of what our role might be or what our main job might be.
Now, I suppose for many people listening, when they think of St. Vincent de Paul, they automatically think of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. And a lot of people do have that face-to-face contact with the less well-off and the disadvantaged today, don't they?
They do, yes. I think the Vincent de Paul Society, founded many years later by Frederick Osnam and Rosalie Rondeau, who's the Daughter of Charity, they very much created an opportunity for people to give maybe one night of the week, a couple of hours, just to be present, to visit poor people. And of course, it also meant that these poor people were in need of food and clothing, and they have done quite a lot of work in the provision of food and clothing. But I would have to say that maybe that image of the Vincent de Paul is far stronger than what I believe to be the image that are the actuality, which is the relationship with people who are poor.
And of course, that term poor has different connotations indeed. Today, you know, that, I mean, in the past it was dire poverty, whereas now it's a different face of poverty.
Yeah, there are many faces to poverty. And in fact, there were in Vincent's time too, because in his writings you come across advice he gives on how the Daughters of Charity should work with the bashful poor. In other words, people who had become poor through whatever and were really embarrassed to be poor, were really put through all kinds of humiliation. And Vincent's advice on how to deal with them applies as much today with the Vincent Paul Society, the Daughters of Charity, the Ladies of Charity, and also the Vincentian Fathers whom he founded.
Now, if you were to sum up Vincent de Paul, you know, through his, maybe his philosophy, through some of the sayings that he had, what would you choose?
There's in particular, and it's the motto of the Vincentian Fathers, and it's from the scriptures. And I feel this in so many ways sums up Vincent de Paul. He sent me to bring the good news to the poor, to set the prisoner free, to give sight to the blind, and so on. You know, that the liberation of the whole person, the action for the person, is really the kernel of Vincent's message.